Alright, so let's have a quick key recap. I think the last adventure, you guys all met up because Watch Captain Nils came looking for you over an unusual gang fight in the Gallows Way. And it was there you met up with another inquisitorial agent, being Caitlin's character, Garrick.
Mm-hmm.
And discovered that it looked like members of the Trade Sable had fought with cultists over a deal gone bad for Xeno artifacts, one of which you recovered, and of course Chris put it straight in his backpack, along with the rest.
I have quite a collection of black arts and heretical equipment, just bouncing around against each other.
That's it, yep, rubbing up against each other, getting warmer and warmer as they go on.
Yep.
And you did actually go back to the mortuary to oversee the autopsy, which turned into a combat encounter as the corpse refused to stay dead. I'm sure much to Sam's chagrin, being afraid of zombies. And then you, with the information you had, decided to pursue the people that escaped, that looked like they were probably members of the Trade Sable rather than the cultists. And you've been pursuing them through the Underhive. You met a weird person who gave you some prophetic information about going to Port Geyer at some point. But you know that your next port of call is Liftplat Delta 399, which apparently is where they were heading to. That sound about right? Everyone recall correctly?
Yeah, and we were just about to split the party, which is always a winning move.
Yep.
So no, we'd already split the party. Like Caitlin or Garrick and Kangora had gone off, and I think that the comeback going, hey, we've got exactly the same information as everybody else.
Well, it's always good to have corroborating information.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
I remember I was being the intimidating person to try and get us through doors and things like that with the person we were chatting to.
Bad cop.
You did great.
That was bad, yeah.
Yep. And so at this point, I'm going to say that because we have no Mike and no Sam, that given that your trajectory is taking you closer and closer to the Hive Skin, and given that one of the items you recovered from the scene was a Vox transmitter,
yep.
So like a long range radio, it's reasonable to assume that wherever these guys are going, it's outside the Hive. So probably the others have gone back to at least inform Cursed what's going on, so that, you know, the Inquisitor doesn't just think you've all just, you know, quit your jobs and moved on. Hopefully they'll be able to catch up soon. They're also hoping that Cursed will be able to make contact with Garrick's Lord as well. So presumably when they return, everything will be squared away and your mission will be officially sanctioned. Right now,
so,
you're just lone wolves.
Just to be clear, I don't think many people either A, retire, or B, get to leave voluntarily from the Inquisition. Just to be clear.
Yeah.
Well, speak for yourself, mate.
They probably do just up and disappear in the middle of the night. It's the way of choosing to find employment elsewhere. Because they probably know that handing in a resignation notice will not go well for them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not knowingly.
Inquisitor Azarak seems like she's a pretty cool chick.
We'll see. We'll see.
Do we have notes about what Caitlin's Inquisitor's name is? It's on the other computer, I think.
You are asking the wrong people.
Yeah, yeah, we know nothing.
I wrote it down somewhere, and now I cannot remember where I put it. Hold on.
I'm pretty sure it's on my other laptop in the worst case. Oh, hold on a second. Maybe.
I'm sure it's not important.
Inquisitor Tharos. There we go. Look, ooh. I put it in my OneDrive. So,
writing notes.
It's on all my computers.
Don't metagame, Cameron.
hey, your whole story's been blown on the podcast anyway, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Bloody mongrel.
All right. I figured the other players were mature enough to not use it against you.
Yes.
Mistake.
Mistake.
All right, so...
All right.
We're going to fast forward a few hours. As to the others have left and are obviously trying to make contact with Kirst. And the group of you three have been pursuing, basically taking the most direct path you can to find Lift Plat Delta 399. And finally, you sort of this section of the hive. So you're actually beneath the surface outside, but only like a couple of levels. So it's quite cool down here. It's a heavily industrial area as such, so there's not a lot of people coming and going, and a lot of sort of detritus strewn about the place, which is sort of pushed to the side. It looks like there hasn't been regular maintenance in this area, so a lot of sort of machines that you pass have signs indicate they're either out of water or awaiting service, or and a lot of the things say expected return to service will be, and there's a date which is probably about 3 or 4 months past. But yeah, a lot of people sort of, it's odd to see people walking around, so people sort of look twice when they see you, but they'll then disappear behind closed doors or shutters, obviously sensing there's some trouble brewing around the place at the moment. You do sort of round a corner, and in the distance you can see a massive opening, which appears to be the lift plat. So, for your benefit, Caitlin, the way to get between levels in the hive, because the hive's hundreds of levels tall, is usually sort of basically lifts or large industrial platforms. This part of the hive, because you're in a heavily industrial area, you're talking gigantic platforms that could easily carry excavation equipment or building equipment and such. And they are basically just a platform that is moved by heavy gears, chains, and when it's not there, there's no door that closes. It's just an opening, just a shaft, which has a Star Wars-like lack of safety rails. And there's sort of when you're around the corner, this group hasn't seen you. You're probably a good 150 meters away. There is a group hovering around the entrance to the lift plat. The platform isn't on that level currently. First off, you notice there is a number of servitors that are working on the electronics of the platform at the moment. So you can see some that are welding, some that are doing electronics work. There's one that's sort of standing, one servitor standing in front of the rest, and it looks like it's currently talking to this group, or at least they're talking to it. The group themselves, there are five of them. One of them is clearly injured, sort of holding an injury in their abdomen. They have weapons drawn, and two of the injured ones, are carrying a large crate that looks like it could have come from the deal location, basically. They look to be on edge, like they're expecting trouble, but they're not. They haven't spotted you, or they're not currently looking behind. They're more sort of like... one of them is basically like furiously slamming the control to try and call the lift platform, while the other one appears to be arguing with a servitor for all the good that will do.
So, just a quick game question. Being the time that's passed, are we on full fateful wound?
Let's say yes. I'm going to update the sheet now to reflect that.
I don't think I took any damage, did I, at the last one?
I didn't either. I'm on 2 instead of 3 fate at the moment, that's all.
Okay.
How do I tell if I've got any negative on that?
It'll be on it's on your first page on the left hand side. It's got fate points.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, okay, current threshold. Yep, cool. Sorry.
Yeah, and your wounds are fine.
So are we all together looking at this now, or is it just me on my own?
Unless you were specifically ranging ahead, I'll say that the three of you were there, but you're sort of like at a corner. So, but it's still a good, it's a couple hundred meters of the passageway to where they are.
So, situation normal, try to sneak, fail, and start shooting.
Or I could just cut to the failing straight away.
Just go straight to the running head first.
Yeah.
So, Kangaroo, we need... Are we of the same mind?
Can I use, like, an underworld check or something like that to see if, like, I recognize this group or I've heard anything about this particular group?
Yep, certainly. Give me a roll. I'll give you plus 10.
Sweet. I've got plus 10 on my Forbidden Law Underworld. I've got Common Law Underworld, just regular. Does it matter?
You can use the benefit from the Forbidden Law. That's fine.
Woohoo!
It's a high level of it, so...
So, plus 10, was it?
Yep. Oh, look at that. Just.
Yay.
Yep. Right. So, I mean, you know that you're pursuing the Trade Sable, which is an established group which deals in profane or forbidden technologies and artifacts, particularly Xenotech and Archaeotech. And by the look of these guys, it does appear that, it wouldn't be a long bow to draw to say these guys look like they're members of the Trade Sable.
Okay.
You do see the lead one, who's currently talking with the with the servitor, has a bolt pistol drawn, which is both quite rare, and also there was evidence of bolt pistol being fired at the at the original scene before.
Sweet, but I don't recognize any of the particular, like, operatives or whatever through my underworld connections.
No. No, they have a look of off-worlders. They're probably not from this hive.
Bloody foreigners coming, taking our jobs.
Well, you're not from this hive or planet either. None of you are. But
yeah. All right.
The Mexicans.
They're taking our jobs.
All right. So, can I do a Sunny Scenes check?
Certainly. Give me a roll. I'm going to give you a plus 20.
Why is it I can never find that on here when I need it? There we are.
In fact, you can roll this too, Caitlin, because you've got Sunny Sense.
Okay.
What?
Shh. Yeah, okay. I'm still trying to remember how I actually spoke. Okay, so... And what's the target modifier?
It's going to be a plus 20.
Plus 20?
Yeah.
That is like a... 7 degrees of success or something ridiculous.
Nice. Just by the by, you don't need to press the plus button when you're rolling for the modifier, because if you press the plus button, it freaks out and gives you the target of a zero.
Oh, thank you.
I just put 20 in that thing.
You it right. So,
which is the right. All right. I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah.
All right, that's all right then. That's fine.
So you both...
Situation normal.
You both succeeded. So you can both sense the miasma of the warp about the crate they're carrying. The individuals don't seem to be psychically active. Chris, you recognize, because you've got the skill, you recognize the warp energy as being demonic in nature.
Okay. Can I also pick up on the fact that Garrett is doing something as well, due to my many degrees of success, even though that wasn't necessarily my focus?
No, it's not an active thing for Garrick. It's more of a passive sense. So.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah. Cool.
All right. So, are we just gonna like sort of sidle up to them in the lift, or are we gonna try and talk to them, or what's the deal? What do you reckon, crew?
So
should I say that in character voice?
We are significantly
outgunned.
Well, we're just not a threat usually to look at us. Maybe not so much you, my large fellow, but perhaps you can follow us up in some sort of a sneaky, sneaky fashion.
Maybe.
But aren't we all getting on the lift? Like, isn't it a lift? Won't there be very many places to hide on a lift?
No, I think it's more like we're going to approach them before the lift arrives.
Okay.
So, and see what happens. I'm looking for a classic filibuster whilst our large friend here gets into a nice sneak attack position.
Okay.
Is this a possibility? I look over at Garrow. Sorry. Garrick.
Oh, okay. I was like, me, sneak.
I will point out, there is a lot of detritus in the hallway. There is a lot of noise from the servitors. Like, there's... Yeah, we're talking about, you know, a massive corridor, but there is plenty of cover. There's plenty of other distractions.
Well, I'm all happy. I'll give it a go. Let's put it that way. I don't know how
that's
well
the spirit
it,
of this
but
team,
let's see what
madam.
Happens. If that I get seen, there's going to be an awesome fight happening. So either way, fun for the whole family.
I just want somebody else to fail the stealth check.
So
I'm happy to take that then. I'll do that.
why don't you both fail?
Well, the question first off is Garrett going to get into position first before you approach them, or are you going to use approaching them as a methodology of creating further distraction from Garrett getting into position?
I think it should be that I try and do stealth in first, because if they're already distracted with trying to call the elevator, they wouldn't be looking in our direction.
Way better than them turning around and talking to us and then you trying to stealth.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yep. Good plan.
Okay,
so... Off you go.
So give me a stealth roll. It's going to be a plus 40 altogether.
Okay. Ooh.
I'm now making bets with Kangaroo that he's going to fail.
Oh, so close.
Okay.
Lower the number, the better.
Yeah, you fail by 1 degree because you are... by 0 degrees, actually, because you're on the same tens, but that'll just be the difficulty of their awareness check to notice you, basically. It doesn't mean you've automatically been spotted.
Okay, and just like a system thing, Caitlin, what you've got is these things called fate points, and you can use a certain number of fate points per game to enhance your rolls, including things like adding plus 10 to any skill check.
You can choose to add plus 10 before the roll, or you can add 1 degree assist to a successful roll, or you can spend a point to re-roll a failed roll. So, if, given that you've got a 50-50 chance, then and if you want to really have a good... You might want to consider spending a fate point to re-roll this roll.
Let's do that.
Yeah, you get the four points per session that you have, so...
Yeah, let's use one of them to re-roll that and see how we go.
Okay, so
exceptionally blessed by the Emperor.
Okay, so is it still 40?
It's still plus 40, yeah. It hasn't changed.
Oh, that doesn't... That seems like it's
even
worse.
That seems like it's worse.
Well, perhaps the Emperor wanted you to enter into some sort of, you know, aggressive negotiations. Let me just roll their awareness checks quickly.
James, don't tell us whether they would have passed had we kept with the first option.
I won't tell you. It's fine.
No. But, well, some of them.
Okay,
so shit, cool. Hang on. No. 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 No.
No.
No. No. No.
Okay, so...
Oh, my God.
So, they...
they're really intent on getting out.
So because you had a number of degrees of failure, if they'd got even a single degree, they would have spotted you. But, you know, they are clearly oblivious or otherwise distracted. Well, what happens is, as you, like, you step on something, like you knock a bit of material and, like, a number of pipes crash to the ground. But that exact moment, the lead guy decides to execute the servitor with his bolt gun, which is a quite a loud report, since a bolt gun's basically a small rocket-propelled grenade launcher. That noise down there clearly distracts them more than the loud clang of brass pipes that you knock over.
Give you a thumbs up.
Huzzah!
I raise my hand in success, and then when nothing happens, I, like, drop them and just hand over credits to Kangaroo.
I look back at the guys and give them a bit of a thumbs up and a...
Okay.
So you've moved into a position Shocked. Where you could potentially charge out of cover if things turn violent.
I like this guy.
Which they will inevitably will.
The guys basically push the servitors out of the way and sort of flip the override where the servitors were shut down the lift plat, and they hit the button again, and there's a sort of loud grinding noise as the gears above start to slowly descend.
I believe that's our cue.
All right, shit. What are we doing? What are we doing? What is the point of this?
The usual. I just walk.
Oh, okay. All right.
Leroy. No, sorry.
Yes.
So you're walking like you meant to be there, basically, are you?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the only way I know how to walk, James.
Okay. Nice. So just to explain one system for Caitlin's benefit as well, is that in the game we have something called subtlety score. So this is basically how overt you've been in your investigation. So the group doesn't know what the subtlety score is. There are a couple of mechanics that allow them to suss out what it is. But basically, if you guys have been walking around the whole time saying, "We are the Inquisition, tell us what we need to know," then word gets around that the Inquisition is looking for people, and your subtlety score will go down. If you're constantly going, you know, undercover, you use fake IDs, you are surreptitious in your interview techniques, then your subtlety score will remain high. So at this point in time, I'm going to test your subtlety to see whether they perceive you as a threat automatically, or whether they will take you on the face value and react accordingly. So,
just to be clear, Caitlin, it's not necessarily a good, like a good or a bad thing, because sometimes if you're being really subtle and you come up against another person, and if they knew that you were Inquisition, they might actually have helped you. But if they don't know that you are, then they may be less inclined to give you information and stuff like that. So it can sometimes work for or against you.
Right.
So some of the things that we've done is like Chris's character Lars has worn a mask a lot of the time, which would probably increase our subtlety rating.
I feel at this point the story of the mask of the hound is getting around.
Yeah,
it's almost created its own little
thing. You know, yeah.
Every time a guy with a hound mask walks into a building, everybody in the building dies. That also has negative effects on subtlety as well. So
yeah,
regardless.
But if everyone dies, then how do people know it was a hound mask that did it?
Yeah, but every time the hound mask goes in, there is uncontrollable winds that blow through areas that shouldn't have wind, incredibly loud noises that deafens everybody within like 200 meters.
Wow.
These are events that regularly happen around the hound.
Okay, so you two get to within about 50 meters, and when one of them spots you, he sort of quickly motions to one of the guys, and they quickly holster their weapons, and the lead guy sort of, as surreptitiously as possible, kicks the servitor body down the shaft, and they try to look as inconspicuous as possible.
No problem. So I'm going to walk straight up to the lift and stand as if I was standing waiting for a lift. Just gonna stand there, very unusually.
Yeah. They look you up and down. You know, you're an odd man with a wolf mask.
Oh, are you wearing the mask?
No, not in this case. The mask is off.
Okay. You can feel a definite pull from your backpack, by the way, as well, towards the crate.
So am I walking drunkenly at this point, like stumbling to the left?
It doesn't overwhelm your natural balance as such, but you know, it's like having, you know, a child hanging off your arm as such, like the way they sort of constantly pull because it isn't quite going as fast as you as such. But yeah, there's a definite sort of, and this is stronger than you've ever felt with these artifacts sort of reacting with each other before. There's something in that crate they all want to be next to.
Oh, joy.
Can I address them in like a trade sable cant?
Yeah.
Or like, I don't really have like a speak cant, but I mean the Forbidden Lore Underworld or something like that.
You would think there'd be a like words that are specific to that particular group.
Yeah, I mean,
ways of speaking.
It would probably be a case. It wouldn't be like a secret language whereby only members of the, you know, the knowledgeable understand it, but it could be sort of like a, you know, the same way I speak to Chris about the army is, you know, like I'm not in the army, but you know, I recognize a few of the sayings as such.
Mm.
So maybe that'd be the way to go. It's just to I'm happy to say that you can do that. You know, I'm not going to require a role for that. If you want to sort of just prove to the fact that you are a fellow merchant or a
purveyor of fine goods. Yeah, I do. I sort of say, Dark Moon Rises.
Oh, wow. I love it. It's so 1960s spy movie. The long horse runs the far ride.
All right, the lead one, sort of looks you over, carefully, and sort of says, I'm sorry, brother. We're not here to trade right now. We're a bit late for an appointment, as it was. But I appreciate the gesture. He sort of looks nervously up at the lift platform. You can sort of see it appearing from above. It's probably going to take a full, like, 2 minutes to roll down from the level. It's only one level above, but it's coming down so slow, it's going to be about a full 2 minutes before it actually arrives.
Can I make a huffy noise?
Sure.
Like,
you make a huffy noise.
In the sense of, like, how somebody would make who is so far above these underlings. That's like this is all the energy that I have to tell you. This is all I'm willing to invest into telling you that I am displeased by, like, as my Rogue Traeger background would feel towards, like, a swab of the decks.
Okay,
so
you're expressing disgust at the situation waiting for a lift, or disgust at the inability to open trade negotiations here?
It's almost like I don't want to acknowledge his existence, but I feel like I've been forced to acknowledge it. In that sense, like, it's just like, and it's like I'm like waiting for Kengoro to like reply to this underling because he is beneath my need to speak to.
Can I make a deception check and say that we are the appointment and we got tired of waiting for him?
You can give it a try, sure. Because you've got no sort of other extenuating circumstance, I mean, like, the only reason you know there's an appointment is because he's mentioned it, that you haven't really got anything else that you could use to verify that other than your knowledge of the language, so I'm just going to do it as a +0.
Alright, I'm going to use a fate point.
Yep.
And deceive check.
Okay.
So, that's a +10 there.
Yep.
Come on.
Look at that. Wow, we have a boss deceive roll. There we go. Okay, give
me a second. Yeah.
This is what I do. I am one lion, dude.
I've made myself like a crime lord for a reason.
Can I, at this moment, in him saying this, the slither? Remember the slither that was in Old Mate? I'm going to pull it out and just look at it, like, refiningly as I just inspect it as an interesting bauble that I own in the way that, you know.
No worries. Okay.
Yep.
He adjusts his stance somewhat. Oh, this is not what I expected. We really should wait till we're outside. We've heard stories that there are potentially people hunting us, and it would be easier if we did this outside the hive walls.
There's too absolutely
too much risk of being seen or observed here. So
your careless conduct so far has been noted. We got tired of waiting for you. There are eyes everywhere.
All right. Well. Look, it's one level up, and the gateway is just near there, so we can get outside and do the deal out there.
Very good. Come, yep. we have a man who has eyes on the scene. Your lackeys are no longer required. You can leave them there. We will escort you from here.
Well, they're heading back to the camp as well, so they're not from the hive.
Why don't you send them back to clean up the mess?
He sort of looks a bit. It looks a little bit more nervous now. He sort of shakes his head. No, I think that. Once we leave, we're really done here. We're not required. Whatever mess you think that's behind us, by the time they catch up to us, it'll be too late. We'll be long gone.
Fine. We will accompany you then to the trade point.
Right, the lift finally grinds to a halt on this level. So now comes the question, is how are you going to integrate the person?
I've got an answer.
Cover 15 minutes.
I've got an answer. I've got it.
Okay.
So we all step on, the thing gets stepped on. I stand back and wait for everything to move in. I make sure that, like, there's a space for me. Mm-hmm. I step on, and I'll turn around, and I'll raise, like as the guy goes to, like, raise the lever, and I go... And just, like, give, like, click my tongue.
Yep.
And I raise my hand, and I blow a whistle, and, like, flick my finger towards us.
Okay.
I'm now going to use psychic abilities to tell him to come now. Out of the shadows.
I'm going to say that you probably don't need to use psychic abilities.
I
did mention that we have eyes on the scene.
Yeah.
As this burly man comes out of the shadow and starts, like, lumbering over.
I'm going to jump over the crate that I'm in to walk over there majestically and with gusto because of the whistle.
Rippling, rippling.
Yeah. I'm going to make an impression. Do I do an athletics check for that kind
you
of
You never thing? Want to roll if you don't want to fail.
I want to jump over this. I'm going to make an entrance if I can.
Okay, look, you don't need to roll for that. So the only time sweet. Someone make a roll is when there's a consequence for failure.
This consequence should just make you look incompetent.
Yeah, I was just going to say I may have a bruised face and ego. So that's okay. That's fine. I do an amazing job. Yeah. I look awesome. And I stroll in, walking into the elevator with them. Like,
please
totally.
Stand next to the biggest guy. Just stand there, like, flexing, rippling.
Yeah, and I,
doing
and I
Dwayne just, Johnson I, peck dance.
And I just shake my hair and I just let out the biggest grin with my teeth, my pointed teeth at the biggest guy that's in that room too.
Okay, no worries.
It's a rating, it's the mating ritual from his home world.
So just for the record, of the five guys here, the lead guy mentioned is armed with a bolt pistol. Two of them have las pistols and shock mauls. And the last two have auto pistols.
Just great stuff for a close combat fight right here.
Yep.
In confined quarters.
Bloody
nothing
shock
like
mall.
Nothing like rocket propelled grenades and shock mauls to, like, really start off a party.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the lead guy doesn't have any melee weapons, but he does have a familiar looking grenade.
Is this one that's like Kengo's favorite?
Yes.
We're going to have a raging party. We are all in here. We are definitely all getting done.
All right, so they sort of move the lever and the platform begins ascending towards the next level. The volume of the mechanics pretty much make conversation on the platform impossible. Unless you guys want to do anything else, I'm going to assume that you spend the next 2 minutes idling about... silently complaining about the noise, whatever the case may be.
I'm going to use my psychic abilities and just give, I didn't think that was going to work. It's going really well.
So just to be clear, are you actually activating the group telepathy power so you guys can talk?
I don't believe the other people can talk to each other, but each can talk to me. Like, I can read their thoughts kind of through when I touch them.
Yeah, I think it still requires a manifestation test, though, doesn't it?
I feel free to roll.
Okay.
Nothing like, you know, this is how I roll.
Roll, roll.
Roll, roll.
What did you just say about testing unless you want to fail?
That applies to everybody other than me. Just to be clear.
So I assume you're doing it normal strength then?
I'll do it at one strength, so I get a plus 20 because my psychic synesthesia has been raised to 3.
Okay.
600 point power sink. So is that against characteristic against?
Let's see, this is for
willpower.
Let's see which power sink. This is from telepathy.
Yeah, I know because they will accept my message, so I don't have to go. I don't have to beat through their defenses. Yeah.
Telepathic link is a willpower test, I believe. Telepathic link is a standard power is a minus 10 willpower test. So if you've got a plus 20, then it's a plus 10.
So it's a plus 10 plus my psychic, the talisman or whatever it is, gives me another plus 10.
Right. Yep.
So I'm at plus 20.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But you rolled. Doubles. You rolled it.
Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Is there not something I have to control that?
I think you've got. I think you had the one where you basically, you, if you roll under 75, you get the same result all the time, which is. Oh no, you don't. Oh, yeah, talents. Where are your talents?
Jaded.
Yeah, favored by the warp.
Favored by the warp.
Yep. So, yeah. So you still have to make the roll, but if you roll less than 75, it's your standard. It's your standard effect. So, if you go to the top, can you guys see the decks and tables icon at the top?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. So there should be psychic phenomena there. You can just hit roll.
Oh. Where?
Are there rollable tables?
So there's like next to the cog. There's like psychic the little phenomena. Dots, and then it's like, yeah.
Token or roll? Which
roll.
One do I want to hit?
Go roll.
What did that do?
Perils of the Warp. You've hit the next table up.
Oh shit.
So I haven't put that table in, so you're gonna have to roll. Just roll a D100.
P197.
I've got the table here.
You bloody fool!
I feel like things are just getting too good. Like,
I specifically warned you about this.
You know I forget these things.
So just give me a D100 roll, please, Chris.
Sure.
Oh dear.
Over the side here. Roll.
35.
Grand incursion. No.
So oh, you, can. You can adjust
I'm so impressive.
So chronological incontinence is a power. Time warps around the psyker. He winks out of existence and reappears in 1d10 rounds. Or 1 minute in narrative time, in the exact location. He suffers 1 point of permanent toughness and intelligence damage to his body and mind rebel against the experience and gains D5 corruption. Now, you can adjust this by your willpower bonus, I believe, is it? You can slide up on the table? Yeah. So that means you could lower it to locked in. The power cages the psyker's mind in an ethereal prison, tormented by visions of the warp. The psyker falls to the ground, prone and unconscious, at the beginning of each of his turns until he breaks free, must spend a full action. Make a minus 10 willpower test. If his mind is, if he succeeds, his mind is freed and restored to his body, haunted by his experience or otherwise unharmed. Or turn it to psychic mirror. The psychic's power is turned back on himself. Resolve the power's effects, but target the psyker instead. If the power is beneficial, it deals 1d10 plus 5 energy damage, ignoring armor, to the psyker's body. So I'd say it would be that because the but yeah, that's probably the least. You will take some damage, but it's probably the least obvious that the warp is broken loose.
Why does I really enjoy the first option of just blinking out and coming back again, just being like, ooh, that was unpleasant.
Yeah. Well, the permanent point of toughness and intelligence damage is a bit of a
plus D5 corruption.
Yep.
Well, D5 corruption. Look, I'm a psyker. That was bound to happen. The fact that I've received no corruption or insanity so far is like. Very unusual.
Hmm.
Gee whiz. It's just 1 point, so I'd go down by a point.
Yeah. That would be put you on toughness 29, intelligence 39. So you would actually lose effectively the end benefit of.
Yeah, you would lose both of your bonus. Your... Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, that is a pain. Alright, I'll just take the damage, please.
Okay, no worries.
I just caused a, just looped it back on myself. I crossed my wires. You're on the damage.
I have 6 points of damage to your body, ignoring armor, but not toughness.
Ouch. So that's three.
I'll put on your sheet. That's fine.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
You win some pain.
Yeah.
So you may now talk to each other within 20 meters. For each message being no longer than 5 seconds.
I didn't think that was going to work.
He says in your mind with a pained voice.
You know, every time you talk, it hurts more.
You guys probably notice like a bit of a trickle of blood from Lars's nose.
So can he hear what's in our heads?
So you can send messages to him effectively. Once again, no longer than 5 seconds per message.
Okay. Now so we have to choose to send it to him. It's not like he can just tap in and listen to our thoughts or anything.
He might be able to do that.
No, I think that's further up the chain.
No, I'm just saying. He's talking in your mind. What you think the limitation of that is up to you.
Okay.
I am inside your head. And damn, girl!
Well, man.
Which one of the two men are you saying that?
That's the real secret.
Because I haven't. I just for the reason I'm asking that is I have a. I have a view on what my character's what would be happening in his head at the time, which would probably be quite deafening for you. So I just thought I'd ask because that could play into story and character. So that's all.
Right.
Basically, his head is just full of screaming and yelling and fighting and sounds of battle all the time. So
wow.
So if you were to tap into that, you'd still be able to talk to it, but it would be quite.
I will give you the clue, Chris, that Garrick's mind is definitely touched by the warp.
Yeah. Oh, akin. yeah. So you don't reply to my.
I could probably still hear you, but I'm just more thinking of from your perspective. If you were to be able to hear my thoughts, which if it's further down the chain, it's something later on. But that's just. Why? That's why I asked, pretty much.
Yeah, it's definitely because reading thoughts and sending is actually on here, so I can reach surface thoughts. So yeah, like you'd be just like a soundtrack of war, basically.
Yeah,
going on in there. I'm like, whew, that could not be conducive to sleep.
Yeah. So pretty much, if we're ever going to be communicating, I probably will be yelling my character will be yelling at you.
Okay. Yeah. It makes more sense now.
Yeah.
Hey, Kangaroo, did you have any reply to my, wow, I didn't think that was going to work?
I say, I also think this wasn't particularly well thought through. So,
situation normal? We're going to ride it out, mate. We're just going to ride it out.
What do we do before we get to the edge of the hive? Can we...
Well,
collapse a walkway on them somehow.
I mean, if you see an opportunity, feel free to strike.
Sure, but... I'll shoot my hallucinogen grenades at a walkway and just hope that they hallucinate themselves down.
Well, maybe they'll think they're birds. Because there's no handrails here. We'll see what opportunities arise. Plus, this gets us closer towards our end state.
What end state is that?
Where is this
going? Yo, giddy yo. So, you can read surface thoughts. Yes, correct.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, to the people he's connected. Like, if he has to actually do it again to affect people that are, let's say, unwilling.
Yeah, I have to, and I'm pretty sure they know I'm doing it.
Okay. Well, could you scan the surface thoughts of old mates, like the guys in the lift, so we can know a little bit more about what we're talking about? Eisenhorn style, as per previous discussion about Eisenhorn.
Yes. As I look, I don't see another power that necessarily does that, so I with the GM's discretion, could, provided I pass the skill and maybe them having some kind of awareness to what I'm doing, could clandestinely hear their thoughts.
Yep, that's fine. So, it's going to be an opposed willpower test.
Yep.
And it's going to be a... You're a base minus 10. Now, you don't need to... basically, the higher your psi rating put into it, the more useful the information you get will be.
Okay. Now... Strong-minded. Is that something to do with opposed?
That's resistance. That's more when you're the target of something.
When you're the target. Okay, rightio. Yep. Rightio.
Are you going for the leader or one of the plebs?
Obviously the plebs are more chance to be successful but less important information. Alright, I'm going to go for the leader. Let's go all or nothing. So I'm going to warn you guys, be prepared. This could go poorly.
I think you mean fantastic.
Yeah.
So, and what side rating are you doing at? Full
Or you're going to push, so or? to get to a 40, so I'm at a 45 to get, I can go side rating 3 and it'd take me to 35, but then plus 10 for my talisman, so it would get me to back to 45. I want a 50-50 chance at this, so let's go side rating 2.
Yep.
And get a plus 10 out of it.
Yep.
And yeah, I've always got a fate point if I want to try and take a second crack. So, willpower.
Yep.
At 10. Stop me.
I believe in you.
Okay, that was a fail.
My belief was misplaced.
I'm going to... The other guy also failed by poorly, but I didn't get anything, and that's not good enough. So, I'm rolling again.
Do it. Do the thing. Do the thing.
Willpower.
Come on, roll 20. Don't be a jerk.
Don't be that guy. 50-50. It's got to happen. Yes!
Yes!
But...
Not even doubles.
No, not even doubles. That's it. Okay, so you sort of skim with your Psy rating 2, his surface thoughts.
Yep.
He's definitely uncomfortable with the current situation. One, because he is basically, like, he knows exactly who he's bringing this back to. He's never dealt with an intermediary agent before, nor has he ever seen, you know, Goro. So, look, Goro made a pretty convincing case. It's just so alien to what this guy was expecting, that he's really, like, his current plan is to try and space time out as much as possible. He's not going to have an issue giving the goods over at some point, but he's going to want to sort of get as close to where he originally wanted to be with it, which is taking it to a location outside the hive. And, you know, he doesn't know that location well, but he has a map on him. But he's also worried about the fact that they've still got to negotiate their way past the guards at the base of the hive exit as well. So, yeah, they've got credentials, but, you know, it's still a touch and go sort of circumstance. So they are quite on edge at the moment. Or this guy's really quite on edge and quite uncomfortable with the current set of circumstances. And if anything, the conversation with you guys has made him more nervous because it's not really what he wants to do, but it still sounds right. So.
Okay, two questions. And I mean, this is probably like a question for Lars by proxy. Did a particular name stick out when he's saying, like, I have to get to location X and give X to person Y?
Ooh. Are you happy to ask that question as well, are you, by the way, Lars?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so... No name really springs to mind. But there is definitely a there's a camp, basically. So you know, that was his final destination. Yeah, they're looking to basically get to this camp, and there are people there. Probably actually, no, the one name that will spring to mind is Hresk. Hresk seems to be the person he's used to dealing with, and is in many ways also afraid of.
Okay. So we're off to see the wizard.
Okay, and question two that I had was, are our credentials that we currently have enough to get us outside the hive?
Your ones are fine, yeah. But basically the inquisitors gave you credentials that, but basically the reason that it's difficult to leave the hive is because the whole point of the Oath Cogs is that they represent debts that you owe other people within the, and that you're owed. So people who become too indebted will sometimes try to flee the hive, and so the sanctuaries at the gates make sure that you know, your oath, you know, you're not leaving with too much debt on your head, that will cause a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So the question is, if he's got a map, and we know where this stuff's got to go, and we can get out, do we need these guys anymore?
Yeah, but can we take them? That's the thing. Can we take them?
Well,
we're in close. We're in close proximity. I've got melee.
One's injured.
One's already injured. Yeah. He's got a bolt gun.
They're already twitchy, so they're nervous. They're not going to be, you know, calm.
Can I sleight of hand and steal the map from him?
It's not like in his hand as such. It's in a like a backpack, so it would be a pretty hard roll to do, and you'll be committed once you try it.
But you know, we could just try and pick it off his dead body.
Yeah, I'm all for pillaging of the dead bodies.
Yeah, I mean,
we're role players. That's how we do.
Yeah. Loot next B. Loot next B.
And in my role playing character, I probably would want to preserve the map, like, from getting riddled with bullets.
Well,
so strangulation.
Well, yeah, Lucius,
I'm a problem.
After what I heard in his head, that will not be an issue. Yeah. I'm sure he's looking for new and interesting ways to add to the milieu that's going on inside his head.
Great.
Okay. Obviously not with this kind of laugh. Or maybe. Who knows?
Chris, I'm going to give this to both Chris and Caitlin, or to your characters anyway, that sensing, you know, that potentially conflict might be near at hand, it's like there's a sort of a gleeful intelligence from inside the case that sort of, you know, delights in the concept of the possible bloodshed.
Are they like... Is it like all the little minions in the back of my pack that are all going, yay! Also excited by Master's excitement.
There's no sort of concept of intelligence from those. You know, they are just objects of the warp.
That are drawn towards this object.
There is something demonic within that case.
Yeah.
My character's going to kind of like look over his shoulder.
All right, quick roll on Forbidden Lore, Demonology, or Warp, whichever one, or Psyker, whichever one appears.
Just go for Demonology. I'm going to give it to you at just a flat zero.
Okay. And my question is, like, due to the feeling of him being, whatever this is inside, being excited by this idea, is going down this path, like, could we be, you know, out of the fire into the frying pan?
Okay, guys, alright, so, here's my idea. Okay, right, so, what I'm gonna do is maybe, as a distraction, maybe call out one of the underlings as being one of Holthane's men, Holthane being the guy that we captured and hasn't been seen around again, who disappeared under mysterious circumstances in the underworld. We can say, yo, you worked for Holthane. Holthane hasn't been seen around here for a long time.
What's up with that? Yes. What's up with that? Sorry, was that a zero, James?
Yeah, it was a plus zero.
Oh!
So close.
Maybe!
You're not, it's like it's on the tip of your tongue, but you just can't... You
know. Oh, that's disgusting.
That is disappoint.
Yeah, that is somewhat. Is your option there to, like, throw confusion, like, well, doubt upon that individual to get them to turn their guns on him or something, like...
Yeah, pretty much. I'm just thinking the less people that we have to fight, the better.
Yeah. How convincing do you think you can be of this?
I've got a pretty high...
How plausible would it be that these people who may know this person quite well...
Well, look, we captured Holthane. He hasn't been seen since, and the last he saw, he was doing a trade for the Trade Sable in a very, very dodgy deal that went south, and nobody's seen him since.
In these surface thoughts, did I pick up any name, like get a feeling for the names of any of these individuals that are here in this on this escort duty?
No, they weren't really thinking of each other as such. Well, the person you zoned in on wasn't really thinking of anyone else's name, so.
Okay.
All right. What do you think, crew?
Would it be more plausible if I plucked the name of an individual and, like, how did we know this person's name? It's like, well, it's because I know you were working with such and such. Would that assist in your deception?
I think that's one more complication, like,
just... one more chance of me getting hit with zapping myself.
Well, not only that, but, I mean, one more chance of them noticing us, like, dicking around in somebody's brain.
Yeah, fair enough. All right. Let's roll this. Hey.
What do you think, Caitlin?
You know what? You backed me up, I'll back you up.
I reckon it does add another element for failure, but gonna be interesting either way. I say do it.
Alright, cool. Well, as we're going up, I see one of the guys with the shock mauls.
Yep.
I sort of like walk up to him and kind of get up in his business and say, "You're Holfane's man."
Alright, so you're trying to basically... So, he's basically going to straight out deny it. So, you're going to try and spin this as... he's going to look at... He's going to respond like he has no idea what you're talking about. So,
filibuster. Go on, then. Filibuster.
Okay, so you're going to try and finger him as being outside the group. Is that because of his association with Holfane or...
Mm-hmm.
Etc. Okay, so... Given what they know of each other and the preposterousness of your claim, we're going to give you a nice minus 40 on your deceive check.
Oh.
Dang. I'm going to use another fate point. So it's only minus 30.
Okay.
Only.
Alright, come on.
I love this all or nothing factor. Can we be moving into positions? Where do you want to move to, Caitlin?
I'm gonna stand right in the middle.
Okay.
I'm just gonna do like a helicopter.
I'm gonna use a fate point and re-roll that one.
Okay.
We've just used two fate points.
Sorry, no, you only used one fate point on a roll, so you can't.
Ah, dang.
Yep.
Oh, sorry.
That's it. So, okay. Yeah, 3 degrees of failure. Suddenly, weapons are pulled, and the lead guy is like, you know, how do you know about Holfane? There's only a few people that know about Holfane, and you know, it includes the people that are after us.
Holfane, he's a member of the Trade Sable, you fool, which I've already said that I'm part of. Do I have to spell everything out in low Gothic to you?
They look at each other a little bit nervously. I'm going to say that. You're not sure if they're going to turn violent, but if you want to catch them by surprise, this is your last opportunity to do so. So it's up to you guys how you want to deal with that.
Alright.
That's more of a question to every character individually. Because individual characters might decide to take matters into their own hands.
I activate my red dot sight and fire.
Oh, okay. I guess we're fighting.
Yep. How's it go, James? How's it go?
If only one person wants to fight, having a fight, is that right?
Yeah. Yep. One guy brings a gun.
Everybody's fighting.
Yep.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was not convinced. I was gonna back you, Kangaroo. I was gonna back you right up to the point that I stopped.
Means right, a lot.
So Garrick and Lars may make a free attack before we roll initiative.
Excellent.
Hold on. What? My mouse has decided not to work. Hold on. Okay. What am I doing again? Free.
Okay. So, who are you attacking?
Who have I got around me?
There's the leader. They're all basically within like a 5 foot step to attack with the melee weapon. So, the leader and the four goons, one of which is injured.
Can I, now stop me if I can't do this, but can I turn to whoever is the two nearest to me and try and grab them by their throats and push them off the edge of the elevator?
Yeah.
Seeing as though there's no railings?
Sorry, yeah.
Or maybe just one if I can't do both of them.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what you can do. So you can either try for one, in which case it's going to be a weapon skill check to actually to land the strike as such.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to try and get them both, it's going to be a weapon skill check at minus 20.
Let's just do one, and let's go for the injured one. Let's pick off the weaker ones.
I think that's a good idea. I approve of this.
So, which... can you? It's a weapons check.
Okay, well, so just at your weapon skill. You don't have to wait any particular weapons, so... I'm going to give you... It's going to be at plus 10.
We're about to fight Samantha.
Hello.
The situation is as normal.
Okay, cool. So, now we're going to make an opposed strength check. Now, because he's off balance, I'm going to give you a plus 10 in your strength check.
Yeah.
Do the thing.
Come on.
Suddenly, Demetria drops down from the elevator.
Bat-like. Cape flapping in the wind.
Yes, we've all been trying to fix Mike for a while.
Oh, even I got that, and I'm new.
Strength check, right?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, plus 10 strength check.
My bad. I totally skipped that. Where is my strength again?
This would be my weapon skill.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was plus 10 on that.
Yeah,
that's right, yeah. Oh. Stupid mouse. Okay. I'm just going to keep blaming that for everything that goes wrong tonight for me.
No worries. The mouse rolled poorly.
Oh,
look at that, right on. Oh, fail, so.
Nice. On the money.
All right,
you done
so
it.
Can he do a flip?
Yeah, well, see, because you're not that close to the edge, but what you basically do is push it back, and he sort of rolls over and disappears off the edge.
Nice.
Other total recall.
What's that scream? The classic scream?
Oh, Wilhelm. Wilhelm scream.
Yeah, Wilhelm scream.
We all suck at Wilhelm screaming.
Okay, so now it's Lars with your free attack.
I'm gonna say I can't draw anything, but I already have my staff in my hand because that's how I roll. Shall I use the staff or shall I use my pistol? I'm going to use my pistol until we're ganging up on somebody. So I'll use the wrist mounted. Laz pistol.
Yep.
So that's a plus 10 with the red dot sight, plus I'll aim.
At whom?
I'll go with another pleb as well.
Okay, so the one that she pushed off is one of the ones with the auto pistols, and they've got chain blades as well. So there's two with shock mauls and Laz pistols, and one with a chain blade and auto pistol.
Do they look like either of them are wearing armor?
The one with the auto pistol is wearing like gang leathers. The other guys have like flak armor underneath their top layer of clothes.
Oh, I'm gonna go with the gang leathers dude because I have no pen on this weapon.
So, just quickly, did you hear Sam?
Yeah, no, none of us heard her.
Because Cam just said no, we heard you.
Oh,
did the first time.
Okay, I haven't heard anything yet from her.
I haven't.
I don't think I have either. Oh, maybe when I said situation normal. Anyway, so I'm going to roll weapon skill.
Okay, so it's going to be a total of plus 30, because you've got your base attack, your base attack roll, which is plus 10, your aim, and the red dot scope.
Yes.
Yes.
Nice. You done it.
Drilled him.
I'm sorry, this is one of the lighter armor guys, was it?
Yes.
Yep, okay, cool. Give me a damage roll. And that hit was in the leg.
Man, why does everyone in Dark Heresy hate legs? Like, seriously, just... The whole time, it's just people shooting people in the legs.
Well, Star Wars, it's hands, so this works.
Yeah. So yeah, that five, I don't know if that includes that, the plus
that does.
Two.
If you mouse over it, it'll show you it includes, you rolled three plus two, so.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, alright, so you singe his leg. He appears unimpressed with said action.
Bugger.
Okay, so now we're going to roll initiative. So, everybody please roll your initiative, which is, if you don't recall, 1d10 plus the tens of your agility bonus.
Oh, Jesus, that's a big dog. Woof. Oh,
sorry, is that really loud in the headphones?
No, it's
no.
I was just getting really into character.
Oh my god.
I'm kidding. That was my dog, Obi. I apologize.
I liked it better when it was Garrick woofing.
Yeah, he's getting super excited.
Yeah. It's, yes, initiative. How awesome. So what was that again? So it was 1d10 plus...
the tens of your agility bonus. Or tens of your agility.
Tens of my agility. So my agility is 30. So 3...
11.
Where was my... Oh, God. Seven. That's depressing. Yeah.
It's all right. They probably suck too.
Mook with shock mall.
Oh, dear. Mook with shock mall 1.
Okay, so let me quickly roll them up. Okay, so Goro, how'd you go?
I got a 12.
12.
I think that's.
Yep, Lars.
Yeah, up here, 12.
11.
And Garrick.
7.
Okay, so starts off with Goro.
Can I all out attack the guy that I'm right next to, the Mook?
What? The Mook?
I guess.
The one you accused. Yes. Yes, you.
Yeah.
May.
Hey, you. You're Holfane's man. What?
Boom. Yep. Plus 30.
All right. Good eye. Just FYI, guys, I suck at close combat, despite what all of the other the games have tried to tell you. I suck at this.
Yep. But I have really big teeth on this chainsaw.
It's a good chainsword, but I suck at using it.
What's your weapon skill?
25.
I think you rolled natural 1. Come on.
Yes!
A yarrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr
You hit him in the head, roll your damage.
Yay. Okay, I don't know why Kangaroo keeps on rolling really well in this, because I keep on thinking this is my luck's got to run out some point.
Hello.
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 Hey. Oh.
Success.
Yes. And
you'll be the one that's been lurking.
Sorry, lurking, guys.
Same. Just listening.
Also, I think because I had the best quality chainsaw, I think I got a plus for that anyway, but it doesn't really matter.
Oh, best quality plus 10, yep.
Sorry, my macro is not giving me the right thing. So it's 1d10 plus 2r.
Remember to roll twice to get the best result, because it's tearing. Yeah.
Okay, while you guys are doing that and dying, I'm going to get something to drink.
Great. Yes.
This won't take the long.
The first one was a 10, I'll have you know. So that's okay. A 1d5.
Mook with Chocmore 1 is dead.
Brown.
Oh, okay, excellent.
You decapitate him with a chainsword. So,
Okay. I've done it, guys. I did it.
Again. Hooray. Again. We're so shocked. I'm losing so much money.
Okay, Lars.
I was not supposed to be the combat character.
Yeah, I know. We just keep getting in there, mate. I'm going to swing my four stuff around and crack somebody. Preferably that guy close to cracking good time. Whoever is near, so that will be, and he might as well just go all out attack, because I don't know how to parry anyway.
No worries, so that'll be plus
30. So, plus 30. Dude,
what you guys got yourself into?
Submit. Ha
ha! He will attempt also to evade. Which he does, but not by enough degree of success, so you still hit.
Yes!
Yay!
He tries to step out of the way, not quite far enough. I stretch out the reach of the old four staff and whack him.
So, roll the damage first off.
Whack-a-mole. So, that one...
Well, okay, so first of all, are you channeling the four staff?
Of course I am.
So, give me a willpower roll.
Is that just straight, or...?
Straight willpower, yep.
What are you guys trying to kill again?
Everything.
Just loot. So I failed that willpower. Does that mean I don't channel?
You still hit. You just deal the standard damage and penetration.
Okay, so that's two and something, I think.
Basically, there's some dudes with some, like, creepy stuff that we're chasing, and they're getting on an elevator, and we tried to infiltrate them, but we just ended up getting into a fight.
So that's 1d10 plus 2 pen 2.
We tried to do the right RP thing and talk to them rather than kill them, but it just never ends that way.
That's so silly.
Exactly. I agree.
Wholeheartedly. Oh, wow. That is horrendous. That is horrendous.
He takes a level of damage.
Oh my god. That is...
Hey, at least something.
Yep. This guy's going to die the death of 1,000 cuts.
1,000 beatings with a staff. Bludgeoned ever so slowly to death.
Okay, so... The boss will draw his bolt pistol. And
that is never
seeing
good.
The devastating power of Kangoro...
Shit. I can't even dodge.
There's a hit in your leg.
Oh, wow. God damn it.
Leg. So, have. Not twice because it's. Okay, so it's going to be the 13 damage pen 4 to your leg. To your. Left leg? Right leg.
That sounds painful.
No, left leg. No, right leg. Right leg.
Oh, you have to.
you know, bionics are heaps easier to get in this version.
Oh, okay, so hang on. So I've only got 2 points of armor.
Oh, you got. I think you've got any armor? I think you're not wearing any armor. You just got. That's just your toughness. Because
because pen 4, so just. Like just, piss that armor away.
It'll just be a toughness bonus, which is 2. So you'll take 11 wounds.
Ouch.
On 0.
Ow. Wow. Please don't let this happen again.
Are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
Okay.
He's got a scratch.
Mook with auto pistol, which is the one that's being beaten on by Lars, will draw his chain blade and attempt to retaliate. And that is a miss. We're going to miss. Garrick.
Okay, so Garrick is going to pull his sword out from its from his back, where he holds it. But at the while he's doing that as well, he is going to shoulder barge the other character that was near him to try and get him off the edge of the elevator as well.
Okay, no worries. So give me your +10 weapon skill roll.
Okay.
Now, this guy will attempt to dodge, though, as well, because he's not surprised this time.
I'm contemplating if I should try and use a fate point now. No, I'll wait to see if I succeed, and if not, I'll roll again. No, I'm fine with that. I'll keep that one.
All right, yeah, and he fails to dodge. So, okay. Given your 5-degree success, I'm going to give you a +20 on your strength test.
Awesome. Okay. So
can you kick him and say this is Sparta? Just right off the edge.
+20.
Yep. Okay. Once again, even though he succeeds, like he sort of digs his foot in, but yeah, there is so much Garrick and so little Mook. He topples over the edge.
I just growl at him with my sharp teeth in his face as he falls afterwards.
Yeah.
Another scream.
Yeah. Sorry.
Just... Woof.
No.
One more. Less set of loot. Okay.
Why are you gonna be like that? That's just mean.
You're still getting the XP, right?
Yeah. Okay, Goro.
Oh, me again. Okay.
Ow.
Golly. All right. How far am I from the boss?
5 meters.
Not 6 meters.
Sure.
Yes. I charge.
And run faster.
I charge.
Okay, no worries.
I feel like that charge is more limping with your current foot condition.
+20. No,
I'm fine at the moment. Just, you know, give me a bit. Yeah, I shuffle back a handful of fate. Alright.
Nice. In the body. The arm. The arm, I believe. 12. 21. Okay, so he will attempt to dodge.
Son of a gun.
He would, wouldn't he?
Sounds like him.
And he fails to dodge.
Yay!
So, give me a damage roll, please. Remember it twice and take the best one.
11.
I would recommend the 11. And it's got pen... Pen...
One?
Four?
Hang on.
Chainsword. Pen or pen two.
Yeah, pen two.
Pen two, cool. Alright, so he will take 7 wounds. And he looks annoyed.
I also look annoyed.
Okay, Lars.
So is the guy that's left with Mook with auto pistol, is that the guy that I very so poorly hit in the chest?
Yes.
Okay. Can I... I vision this as I swing and it like hits in it. It's still like sitting in his chest and he's just like looking at me. And I'm like, what am I thinking? And I'm now going to like shoot a sail out of the end.
Can I point out, by the way, that that while this Mook is right in front of you, Lars is now in melee combat with a guy who could quite easily kill him in his next turn straight after you.
Oh.
Do you mean Goro?
Goro, yes.
Yeah, he could dodge. Right. You make a valid point.
I don't know if can I do this? Let's just see.
If I did Crush, which is the other power that I have, I could possibly give him Snare. Does Snare prevent him from lashing out?
Yes, you can do that.
Good.
Yeah, maybe then... this will help. Does that help make your mind up? The change to the initiative order there?
Yeah, it does. You make a valid point. I'm going to turn and like raise my attention to the other individual in the room being boss with bolt pistol, and I will use Crush against him, which is a
telekinetic power.
It's a
crush is a challenging willpower, opposed willpower plus zero.
Yep.
Now, what level are you doing it at?
Wait a minute. Is it possesses his power with a toughness test? So does he use willpower or like?
Yeah, it's a challenging opposed willpower test.
Okay, yeah. And then what's the toughness test?
That would be his toughness test. Sorry, against your willpower test. You're right. Yes. Sorry.
Yeah. So he uses his toughness and against my willpower.
Yep.
Okay. That's the clarification. Yeah. I get snare regardless, so I'm not going to use it at higher power. I'm just going to use it at one, and hopefully get the snare. So that is. Willpower.
He's got
2 degrees. He's got to beat 2 degrees. Willpower. So it's a zero normally. So yeah, that's plus 10, plus 30. Sorry, yeah, plus 20 for being a power one.
Yep.
So plus 30. Submit.
Right on 20. So it's equals. Defender wins. So you fail to crush him.
I will re-roll, sir.
Are you okay? I assume he's being a fake point, not just go. No, I re-roll. I don't accept your reality.
I reject your reality and substitute my own.
Yeah. Screw you, GM. I make the rules here.
Hey, ah!
Regardless, I fail. No, I tried, man.
Yep. Okay.
So
at this point, the
That's a half action.
Half action. Okay. Yep. Would you like to?
I cannot do another power, can I?
No, you can't do another power. No, that's a.
Okay. I'm
basically
going.
You can do a move action.
Yep. So. Yep. I will move into combat with this guy.
I just got your sneaking image, by the way, Caitlin.
As did I.
Yeah, I was going to say, theme. I assume that Garrett sings a sneaking song as he goes.
Yeah. He does need one, actually.
So I'm going to move into close combat with this guy.
Okay, all right, so you at least engage. Okay.
Yep.
So at this point, the lift hits the platform for the next level. So, waiting at the next level as well is Temetria. So, are you still there, Sam?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so could you please just roll me an initiative roll for your character?
It's a D10.
D10 plus your agility bonus.
D10, I like it. Shoo. So, that's... where's my agility? Where is it? It's agility?
Yeah.
Okay, where is it?
It's the 10th of your agility.
Sorry. Whereas agility is 35.
So it'd be a total of 5. Okay, so basically, Temetria, you have. So after the group worked out that they were heading towards a lift platform, the reason that you've been out is that yourself and Lucius were basically sent back by the group to ensure that Kirst knew what you were doing and could communicate with the Inquisitor, because you were sort of on your own recognizance here based upon the request from Watch Captain Nils.
Mm-hmm.
So. You guys have informed Kirst what's going on. You knew they were heading to the lift platform, so you've come down from above rather than up from beneath like they did. So you're waiting there when the lift platform arrives to see this fight going on. Now, Lucius has also been sent outside the hive to try and secure transport in case you need to go across land, because it's pretty much a wasteland outside. It's all sort of Mad Max-esque. So, this lift platform just arrived, and there are, the rest of the group are currently fighting with two goons, or two guys, one with a bolt pistol, one with an auto pistol. So now
the
you
bolt pistol
on,
is painful.
And the lift is at the platform. He takes a half action to disengage from melee combat with you two, and then his other half action to move his speed away. So he is running, trying to get past Demetria down the corridor towards the hive exit. Okay, move with auto pistol is shooting at Lars. Sick of being shot at by Lars.
Wants to return the favor.
You know what? He'll even aim.
Ruh-roh. It's never a good sign.
Oh, that's a beautiful, beautiful hit in the leg. Would you like to try and dodge 5 degrees success? Lars?
Christopher?
Silence is acceptance.
Crazier things have happened. I said it twice and I was like, why is everybody listening? Turn off the mute button, you idiot. So dodge, which I am not skilled at, just to make it more entertaining. And I submit to your dodge. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Spectacular.
That would be that's 6 pen 0. So for Lars...
Ow.
You've got any armor? You've got 5. You take 1 wound.
Wait, why do you have 5 armor?
He's got he's got 3 armor plus 2 toughness.
Oh, okay. You have a flak cloak.
I certainly do, sir. That's how I, like, gesture emphatically as I turn for Huffy Stormoffs and wing my cloak.
Boss is fleeing. Guy with auto pistol is exchanging glancing blows with Lars.
I'm going to run after the boss.
You can charge him because he's only moved half distance away. You have to disengage first.
I'm going to charge him and try and pounce on him to pin him on the ground so he doesn't move.
No worries. So give me a weapon skill roll.
Okay. Do I have any bonuses?
Just plus 10 base. It's plus 20 because you're charging, sorry.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
He will attempt to dodge.
So I don't do anything to that.
No. He fails to dodge. So give me an opposed strength test. So it's just going to be a straight strength test in your case here.
Okay.
Do the thing.
Yeah!
Oh, look at that.
I'll tell you what I've been forgetting to do, and everyone's been forgetting to do. Add your strength bonus to the damage when you're doing physical, like, melee stuff.
The program does it automatically, by the way. So if you're using the damage roll on the actual character sheet, it will add your strength bonus.
No, my macro doesn't work for my thing. For my chainsword. What a fool.
Okay. Alright, so, the first guy hit you to captain anyway, so that wasn't...
yeah, it was straight. Redundant.
Yeah,
point was moot.
Okay, I think my strength bonus is like 1 anyway, so...
Now how you lift the damn sword.
Alright, so you've basically knocked him to the ground with enough degrees, so the difference is he got 2 degrees, you got 4 degrees, so... I'm going to say that he's prone, but you don't actually have a grip on him as such, so you knocked him to the ground, but... You haven't actually managed to grapple him at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
he's
so...
not running anymore.
Demetria.
Yes.
There is a guy here who's running away from these people who's clearly... You can see that Goro is horribly injured from this guy's weapon. And he's just been knocked to the ground quite close to you.
Close enough for Chainblade?
Sure.
Okay, so quick draw.
Curb stomp him.
You get plus 40 total because you've got plus 10 for the base attack, plus 30 because he's prone. If you aim, that will be a plus 50, in fact, total.
Wow.
Okay, so just what do I roll?
So you're
just
rolling.
Hit?
If you go to your sheet where you've got your chain blade, you can roll a hit.
Yep.
So you just hit and then put plus 50 in the box that comes up.
Okay.
But don't put the plus sign, just 50. 50. I've been doing it wrong.
That's a hit.
Damage?
Ooh. Okay, yep, he's already dodged his turn, so he can't dodge again. So, yep, you just hit the damage button now. Let me just make sure the sheet's been updated properly. It has been, yes. Okay, hit damage twice because you actually have... Because it's a tearing weapon, so you get to roll twice at the best result.
Nice!
Okay. He is extremely dead.
No one hurts my friends.
Yeah. It's nice of you to turn up. As we limp our way out.
Temetria, aka the cavalry.
I actually heard the cavalry song come in.
Before you
arrived.
Away, there is still a mook with a water pistol there as well.
Oh, I turn and hit him with a sail and he goes flying off the edge.
Sure, no worries.
That's less loot. Less loot.
Oh no, come back.
I learned that the hard way. I went for cool over than practical.
The loot's not exciting, it's fine. You're the... So, okay, so I will
say...
We have
stories now. No
good. I'm happy for you to fling him from his earthly bonds if you want to end this combat.
Goodbye.
Okay, no worries.
We cut to a scene of people going, where's these bodies coming from?
Yeah, just splat.
5-minute bathroom and refill drink break, by the way, quickly, guys.
Okay.
Cool. All right.